Hey, everybody, this is Sven Molyneux from Free Domain. Bitcoin down. This is late March 2026. It's sliding, and it's not some isolated crypto drama. It's, of course, bigger stuff that's going up and down in the entire financial world. So Bitcoin is down, I guess, more than 20% or so for the year. So far, it's a long way down from the peak above 125,000 US. It hit back in October of 2025. Now, of course, if you've been around the space for a while, you know this asset often rides waves of optimism and terror. Fear is winning at the moment, and the reasons go well beyond the usual headlines about whales, or tweets, or diamond, or paper hands, and so on. Of course, the spark for this latest drop is geopolitical tension in the Middle East. In early March, the United States and Israel launched major strikes on Iran, part of what some called Operation Epic Fury. Retaliatory moves followed, even though there are now talks of de-escalation, the uncertainty lingers. That pushed oil prices higher because, of course, everybody worries about the supply disruptions through key routes like the Strait of Hormuz. Higher oil costs feed straight into inflation fears in the U.S. When inflation looks sticky, investors assume the Fed will keep interest rates higher for longer instead of cutting them aggressively. Higher rates, of course, make borrowing more expensive for businesses and consumers, which cools economic growth and makes risky investments, i.e. stocks or Bitcoin, less attractive. Now, Bitcoin has been moving do-si-do almost in lockstep with the broader stock market lately. Its price correlation with the S&P has climbed to some of the highest levels we've seen this year. Of course, this means when stocks sell off on bad news, Bitcoin tends to follow. And right now, of course, stocks are under pressure from the same cocktail of oil spikes, inflation worries, and caution. Tech shares in particular have taken hits after some softer earnings reports that dented the AI hype narrative. Investors are rotating out of high-growth, high-risk bets and into more defensive areas. And yes, of course, this is something that always comes along with war. There is a stampede towards defense stocks. Companies that build weapons systems, fighter jets, missiles, and military technology have seen sharp gains. Names like Lockheed Martin, RTX, used to be called Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, jumped several percent in single trading sessions back in early March when the conflict news hit. Their stocks hit fresh yearly highs because the market expects governments to ramp up military spending if, and I now assume when, 1 to 2 years at least, tensions drag on. In a world of uncertainty, these feel like direct beneficiaries rather than pure risk assets. It's a classic flight to sectors that thrive when the world heats up with the weapons of war. Other big market movers are piling on the pressure for Bitcoin. Specifically, spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds, those easy to buy baskets that let traditional investors get exposure without owning the coins directly, have seen billions of dollars flow out since late last year. Institutions are piled in during the 2025 bull run and now selling, or at least stepping back. That creates a self-reinforcing loop. Selling drives prices lower, which triggers more selling. We've also seen forced liquidations, where leveraged traders get automatically unwound when prices drop past certain levels, and recent options expirations added extra spicy volatility. On top of that, there's the, feels like almost omnipresent, regulatory fog. A key bill called the Clarity Act was supposed to set clear rules for crypto trading and decide which digital assets count as securities. It's now stalled in Congress, partly because of a controversial provision that would limit yields on stablecoins. Those are the dollar-pegged tokens meant to be the steady backbone of the crypto world. Without clear pro-crypto rules, some big money players are hitting pause. So if you put all this together, Bitcoin is behaving exactly like what it has become. In 2026, a high beta risk asset that amplifies whatever the stock market is doing. Gold and silver, which sometimes act as safe havens, have been volatile as well, racing to records, then crashing, which only added to the risk-off mood. Treasury yields are climbing towards yearly highs, signaling those higher for longer rate expectations. And weekend trading liquidity is always thin, so moves get exaggerated. None of this, of course, in my personal opinion, is permanent doom and gloom. Remember, I'm just an amateur. None of this is trading advice. Do your own research, make your own decisions. Markets turn, tensions can cool, and rate expectations can shift. But right now, the slide in Bitcoin reflects a broader story. Investors are nervous about inflation, geopolitics, and the pace of economic growth, so they're selling what feels risky and buying what feels protected or directly tied to conflict. Defense stocks are one clear winner, sadly, in that rotation. If the Middle East headlines improve and the Fed signals any dovish tilt, we could see a rebound. For now, though, the forces at play are macroeconomic and geopolitical, not just crypto-specific noise. Keep that in mind as you watch the charts. And, you know, when stuff's going down, I just expect it to go down enormously. And thus, if it only goes down a little bit, I'm happy. I would also say that in the economy as a whole, there is a big, big uncertainty, which is, and this sort of reminds me of the 90s with pets.com and the internet bubble. There is a big question, which is the AI hype going to pan out? Companies are going to make a lot more money if they can replace people with AI. Unfortunately, moving from a raw meritocracy towards politically based hiring, or quota-based hiring, this is very sad and very tragic, but what it's done is it has exposed a lot of people to market corrections in those hiring practices. In other words, if you have hired people not based upon a meritocracy, it is far more economically attractive to replace them with AI. Is AI going to pan out? Is it going to pay out? You hear a lot of back and forth. Some people say it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Other people say it's a giant waste of time, effort, and energy. And the misallocation of resources, Theranos, based on hype, is a consistent pattern in the economy as a whole. Stuff gets hyped up, people go nuts, especially people who don't really know what's going on, and it's really hard for any individual investor or group of investors to know what's going on with AI. Is it hype? Is it real? Is it not? It's impenetrable, right? They just have to rely on reports. If those reports seem good, in other words, if people are firing employees, make that a little more clear, sorry. If managers are firing employees based on the productivity of AI, then those companies that do that first, if AI pans out, will go up enormously in value. If companies are firing employees based upon the hype of AI, and it turns out that AI is not as productive as is expected, then those companies are going to be crippled. And other companies that hang on to their employees will do a lot better. Once a company goes through a whole bunch of layoffs, like it lays off 5-10% of its workforce or 15% of its workforce, people don't want to work there anymore because they're concerned that they're just going to get laid off again. So you kind of cripple that implicit contract between the high talent you need to make money and your own company if you just went through a bunch of layoffs. So is it going to work out? A lot of the outsourcing stuff, you know, you take all your code base and you ship it somewhere far overseas in muggy weather. That didn't really pay out for a lot of companies because they ended up getting costs cut in the short run, but the maintenance costs of badly written spaghetti code turns out to be too high. So it's always with the economy. There's this bunch of hype. It's this great thing. It's going to cut all these costs. It's going to be super efficient. And occasionally, of course, it's true, but a lot of times it's not. And so there's this huge uncertainty about what's going to happen with AI. And because, you know, every dollar you invest in one company is not invested in crypto because all this money is flowing into companies based upon AI hype. If that AI hype proves real, that will slow down over time as it just becomes the new norm, which means more money is available for crypto. If it turns out to be false, then people will withdraw money from those companies. They might, of course, put it into war stocks. They might put it into other companies that didn't go through the AI bubble or hype. Some of it might go to Bitcoin. But I think that's also a factor at the moment. And it's going to take a while to figure things out because the companies that invest in AI are saying it's the greatest thing ever because they want that investment money. And the companies that didn't invest as much in AI are saying it's a hype and it's a bubble. And it's just going to take time to figure it out. No individual can do it themselves. All right. Hope that helps. Hope that makes sense. Freedomain.com/donate. Take care, my friends. Bye.